Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan.
Most people don't have a really compelling offer.
Today on episode 423 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with Dan Cushell, the co-founder, chairman, and CEO of Breakthrough X. I'm going to ask Dan why marketing and sales are so difficult for many solopreneurs, what you need to know about your business to really transform your marketing and sales, and much more. You can read a description of our discussion, information about Dan, including links and resources we mentioned in this episode, on our website at smashingtheplateau.com. We've produced over 400 episodes of Plateau Smashing Discussions with top business leaders. Email me and let me know what you want to hear from our guests. That's David at smashingtheplateau.com. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you listen on and leave a review if you can. Now let's welcome Dan. Dan is a husband, dad, serial entrepreneur, and angel investor. He helps business owners connect the dots, see the blind spots, and get unstuck by helping to implement unique sales and marketing systems to get more clients, growth, and profits, and have a bigger impact, reach, and contribution. With over 25 years of business experience, Dan has started over 11 companies, bought and sold multiple companies, coached over 5,000 business owners from over 180 niche industries in 9 countries. Dan was recently rated as one of the top 25 influencers by Influensive, and his podcast was recommended for Ultra Lean Businesses in Forbes. Dan, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on again.
David, it's an absolute pleasure, my friend.
So Dan, why are marketing and sales so difficult for so many solopreneurs?
Wow. So, you know, if I had to sum it up, I think part of it comes back to mindset and misinformation, right? You know, I think, you know, how many times, David, have we seen that people have had a bad experience in sales, right? You know, they, you know, kind of have this vision that sales is evil or marketing is evil. And, you know, you picture like this slimy salesman in the, you know, car dealership or wherever, right? And, you know, there's good and bad everywhere. But unfortunately, due to, you know, a lot of misinformation in the marketplace, you know, people have this, you know, perception of marketing and sales that I think takes them off track. It holds them back. It keeps them from really, you know, getting where they want to go. And, you know, my greatest gift, I think, was I got introduced to direct response marketing and sales at an early age. I was in my late teens, in fact, in the late 1980s, when I got introduced to this industry of direct response marketing. I got so fascinated, David, how you could put out a message, an authentic message, and send it out to people, whether that was direct mail, which is what we did primarily at that time, and some radio and TV, and people would actually respond. So I got fascinated by the human response mechanism and behavior and psychology and all this sorts of things. So I think part of it comes to mindset of like, how do you view sales and marketing? And if you can shift the view to realize that without marketing, without sales, nothing exists today. Nothing. Everything is sales. Everything is marketing. And, you know, however you want to look at it. I mean, when you refer someone to a movie, that's marketing and selling. When you make a recommendation to somebody, that's marketing and selling. When you introduce somebody or connect, you're like one of the best connectors in the world on the planet. You know, you're doing sales and marketing. So we all do it in our own way. And I think if we can get the mindset right, it helps make the process much, much easier. That's the first key.
Mm. And now, is there some way to classify marketing and sales that really speaks to what you're talking about with regard to mindset?
Oh, totally. And you know, part of it is pre-framing. My early education in the late 80s was from a guy named Tom Hopkins, who, you know, a lot of people know of Tom from being like one of the most heralded trainers in selling in the world. And he even had some marketing layers to what he did as well. But he got me to understand that selling is good for people. It's really about helping people make a good decision, you know, helping them make an informed, intelligent decision. So, you know, that's a simple way. You know, it's just simply helping people make a better and more informed decision. Dan Sullivan, I love Dan Sullivan's definition from Strategic Coach. David, I know both of us have a lot of affinity for Dan and his work. He has a definition of selling. Selling is getting someone intellectually engaged in a future result that is good for them so they can emotionally take action to achieve that result. So that's another good thing. And then my buddy Joe Polish, I think he got this from Gary Halbert, and you know, he talks about selling. What is selling? Selling is simply influence. Marketing is storytelling, right? Those are the differentiators. You know, a longer version of that was selling is what you do when you get someone on the phone face to face with you and they're in a place where they're pre-positioned, pre-motivated, pre-qualified, and ready to do business with you. Marketing is what you do to get them on the phone or face to face with you, pre-positioned, pre-motivated, pre-interested, pre-qualified, and ready to do business with you. So those are a couple framings that I think make more sense for most people.
Dan, let's actually talk a little bit about the taking action part that you just mentioned. One of the things I find is so difficult for entrepreneurs, whether we're talking about a solopreneur or somebody running a big company, implementation of some kind of change, particularly change in behavior, what I find is one of the most challenging things for anybody in a leadership role to do. And that's where so many good intentions fall by the wayside. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about how that applies to marketing and sales in particular.
Well, that's wide open. If we had like multiple days, we could really break it down. But a couple insights on it. You know, I think Peter Drucker said it and had it right when he said, you know, that, you know, business has two real functions, marketing and innovation. Everything else is a cost, right? So like, what business are you in? You know, I learned from one of my early coaches, Dan Kennedy, that, you know, we're not in the business we think we're in. We're in the marketing, or the, you know, using Joe's framing, the storytelling of the business, you know, that we're in. You know, the most expensive information today is bad information. And like the struggle I see, like with most business owners, David, with most entrepreneurs, you know, like if you're listening right now and you're struggling to get a steady, predictable flow of new clients, if you're struggling to really connect to your ideal clients and you feel like you're all over the place or all scattered and, you know, you just don't have that rhythm of being able to produce steady client flow every single day like clockwork, whether you work or not, then I think you're going to love this approach that we've seen. And I've assessed, you know, literally over 4,200 companies, David, over the last handful of years. And like what worked, I've interviewed most of those several thousands as well directly versus just the surveys that they submitted. And in these interviews, I found some really fascinating insights from these companies. And when it all boiled down, if I had to boil it down to like the one main thing that most companies are lacking, and some of these are very successful companies, some running over $100 million, some that, you know, a couple million, others in that $100,000 to $500,000 range. And across the board, what we found with the struggle with marketing and the struggle with building a steady flow of client flow was this: most people don't have a really compelling offer. So if there was something that you were going to take action today on as it relates to this question that David asked, it would be focus on creating a compelling offer. I think Dean Jackson shares this idea really well. You know, you can either repel or you can compel, right? You can either attract or you can detract from you. So how do you do that? How do, you know, so there's a couple layers in assessing all these companies, and of thousands of companies we've seen, whether they did it consciously, David, or they did it unconsciously, there's layers of a great offer. We call this the four steps to a unique MO in your offer, right? And, you know, essentially a shorter version of that is how you can create an irresistible offer for your business. So the first thing is to realize that you serve a market. A who, right? So it's a unique market. So I want to challenge you as you're listening right now to really narrow in, like, who is your unique market, right? It's not everybody. If you're saying everybody, it's nobody. You're struggling. You don't have a steady flow of clients. And I've seen this time and time again, no matter how big the business is. But it's your unique market. Get clear on what that is. I'm going to give it a couple examples here to kind of bring this home too, so you can see it in action. The next is, once you have your unique market, what is your unique message to that market? You know, that's different than anyone else. Don't try to make it better than everybody else. Make it unique to anyone else. So that unique message, then there's a unique method of how you deliver, like, your superpower, your offer, you know, whatever your product or service might be. So there, you've got your unique market, you've got a unique message, you've got a unique method to actually deliver it. And then you have essentially your unique offer. So for example, David, you know, one of the companies I'm fascinated by is Bulletproof Coffee. It's one of the fastest growing coffee brands in the world right now, run by Dave Asprey, who's a visionary innovator. He's, you know, just a genius at what he does. But if you, as I look at and have deconstructed his business a little bit, if I had to say, okay, what is Dave and Bulletproof Coffee's unique market? It's fitness enthusiasts who love coffee, right? There are a lot of coffees out there who focused on people who are coffee drinkers, but I don't know of any that I've assessed and analyzed that focused on fitness enthusiasts who drink coffee, right? So that's a unique market for Dave and Bulletproof, as I view it. Next is the unique message. So what is Dave's unique message? So it's get fit while you drink coffee. That message had never been delivered before. Then he's got his unique method of how he delivers it. And whether you buy his product or not, buy the coffee or not, this is a unique method that applies. And it's adding grass-fed butter to any coffee, right? Which had never at that time been done before, to my knowledge and what I've researched. And then his unique offer happens to be Bulletproof coffee, right? So it's all of these things are very simple. The unique market, the unique message, the unique method, the unique offer. Another example is a great company called P90X, which is a big fitness company run by Beachbody. So their unique market are fitness enthusiasts, you know, who want to get fit, right? Their unique message. So that was a little broader, right? But it's still very simple for them to communicate fitness as I assess it. Fitness enthusiasts, you know, who want to get fit quick, right? What is their unique message? Get ripped and lean in 90 days or less. Again, very simple. Notice the simplicity of that statement. Get ripped. It's not like 14 sentences. It's like a handful of words, right? Get ripped, get lean and ripped in 90 days or less. Their unique method of how they deliver it, they called for P90X. It's called muscle confusion. That was what they talked about, how you achieve these incredible results that's so unique and different than anyone is the muscle confusion method, right? So what is your method? What is your unique method of how you make it happen? And then their unique offer, of course, is P90X. I could give another, you know, handful of examples, but if I were to give someone like a focal point of what could transform their business immediately, it would be getting crystal clear on covering these layers of your unique market, your unique message, your unique method, your unique offer, and then be able to go out and articulate why this also works beyond just maybe you're sitting there and you're going, wow, that's amazing. Like, imagine how different you would be if you were going out to your marketplace with these layers of your offer, right? Now, one of our clients who's in the stem cell industry literally was, you know, a very good, solid company, Dave. And we worked with him through this process. We helped him unpack it. And there's a process to do that. Long and the short of it is he went from serving doctors, chiropractors, and stem cells and charging like $500 a month to deliver this particular service, that he came up with the patient infusion method, which is what his company does, transformed his business. He went from $500 a month to $5,000 a month, almost doing the exact same thing that he was doing, but charging 10 times more. His business has more than doubled. His profits have increased exponentially. It's been amazing, right? I've seen this time and time again with clients overall. So those are, if I were to say, what would it be one main focus that I would stress to any business owner listening? And what if you're already successful, go back to your team and apply this. If you're, you know, not hitting the numbers you really want, or you don't have that steady flow of predictable, start here and really focus on this 4 steps to creating an irresistible offer.
So Dan, let me ask you, what's your irresistible offer?
Our irresistible offer, we call it the Client Accelerator Program. And our unique market are entrepreneurs who want a steady flow of clients in a predictable way. Our unique method of how we deliver that is through our Client Accelerator Program, you know, which is a series of tools. And then our actual program is actually called the Client Accelerator Program, where we eliminate the struggle. If I had to describe it in a nutshell, David, it would be help you grow your business with less stress and less work, especially for you, the owner of the company. Yep.
Yeah, it sounds pretty irresistible to me.
And I could add a guarantee to it. We also guarantee it as well. So
even better. Even better. So Dan, you and I have known each other for a while. I'd love to hear a little bit about your story, about why you started your current company, Breakthrough X.
And the short version is I saw a real need in the marketplace with people struggling to implement good, solid foundation marketing and sales stuff, right? Moving from beyond theory to application. And so I'm on a mission. Our focus as a company with our team, we got a team of copywriters, we got a team of traffic experts, whole team of people to help you implement what it is that you do in your business. And it was because of this need, you know, and partially out of the, you know, interviewing these, you know, thousands and thousands of business and see where they were struggling. They all love the idea of growth. They all love the idea of building. They love the idea of applying smart automated systems or automated marketing in place. But I saw that it was like the Loch Ness Monster. People heard about it, but really had never really seen it work for them. So our mission is to help 1,000 business owners add at least $1 million in new business by applying simple, proven marketing and sales automation tools to be able to make that happen and help you get your biggest breakthrough. That's what we're excited about and why. And get off the roller coaster, get off the struggle. And part of this is also, you know, many times, David, as you know, we actually have a tendency to kind of lean into the things that we had a struggle with in the past. And so for me, in running 11 companies over the years, I've been fortunate. I've been blessed. You know, a handful of them were 8-figure companies, another handful 7-figure. But I buried 3 of my 11 plus companies in the backyard. And a big part of it was at that time, I didn't have the full grasp of this type of system to create an automated process for sales and marketing. So our mission and our passion is to be able to go simplify it, help business owners around the globe simplify their sales and marketing, help them get their next big breakthrough, build and grow with less stress and less work.
Yeah. And I think, Dan, actually, you just articulated a really important message for listeners, which is that you've had some great successes. You've also had some things that have not worked out so well. And I'd love for you to actually talk just a little bit about when things were not in the right place, you were at either a plateau or maybe worse. How did you recognize that you needed to change?
Wow. So how did I recognize I needed to change? Well, I'm going to take a little counterintuitive approach to it because, you know, most, I think a lot of entrepreneurs, I'll speak to my experience directly, but I've also seen some of this in a lot of entrepreneurs is, you know, what kind of person is an entrepreneur? You know, typically, like for me, I'm a lone wolf in a lot of ways, a black sheep, bull in a china shop, you know, the independent lone ranger, right? The warrior, right? And at times when things get tough, you know, the entrepreneur, like myself, will isolate ourselves to come and solve those dang problems, right? And so when I got into trouble, these are some of the tendencies that I will say, unfortunately, showed up. And I found there's such a much easier way, right? And like one of my good friends, Joe Polish, I think demonstrates this as well as anybody I've ever met. And, you know, any problem can be solved, any problem, whether it's a health problem. And I've had those when I was, you know, a couple of weeks after my son was born, David, we've talked about on your previous interview, I woke up with chest pains, right? Having medical issues or health issues and such is not, it can be solved. And I'll get to that in a minute, but most of us lean into whether it's a health issue, financial issue, sales issue, marketing issue, this issue, that issue, a relationship issue. Most of us lean because of the way we've been brought up with, you call it a certain type of education, we look for the what to solve it, or we look for the how to solve it. And the real answer to any problem can be solved, not necessarily with a what or a how. It can be, but it takes longer. And if you want to collapse the timeframes, the fastest, easiest, most elegant way to solve any problem with less work and less stress is a who. Find someone who has the results you want, model them, follow what they show you. And I've seen it work time and time, but it's not it wasn't and hasn't been a natural remedy for me because I want to take things on. And as an entrepreneur, we have a tendency to want to solve a lot of problems. That's what we're really good at. It's like the curse, the gift, if you will, of the entrepreneur spirit, the entrepreneur mind, the entrepreneur brain, you know, that it can support us or it can hurt it. But if I were to give any advice on solving any problem and breaking through any plateau, whether it's health, personal, finance, business, across the board, move from a what and a how to a who. Find the who that has the results you want. You model what they do what they do, and you can get what they got and collapse a lot of time frames because there is somebody that's an expert at that problem you have that can help you solve it in 1/10 the time. Why? Malcolm Gladwell. They've already dedicated their 10,000 plus hours, you know, learning how to do it. You know, perfect practice is more important than practice. So find the experts, the who, that have had their 10,000 hours doing it right and learning from the mistakes they've made. And again, model what they do and you can get what they've got. So that's the short version.
Yeah. Well, also in the who, Dan, doesn't that mean that you need to be vulnerable and admit that you need help?
Yes. which is not, again, being the lone wolf, being the, you know, bull in the china shop type personality that I have been. And again, I don't want to speak to any, but I've seen this type of trait with a lot of entrepreneurs, is that it is hard for the entrepreneur to admit they're having an issue. And I've had that issue, and also reach out for a helping hand. Speaking to me, I still struggle with it, Dave. You and I, just being real here, you've asked me numerous times, what can I help you with? And there's been times that I kind of just, you know, I go, well, I'll get back with you or whatever. And sometimes there, you know, there's a real place where you just can't think of anything at the moment and let me think on it and I'll get back with you. But I can say in my history, I've had a harder time reaching out and asking for a helping hand than lending a helping hand. And I think that's also another trait of many entrepreneurs. And I will challenge you, because this has been one of my things I'm working on and continue to work on even today, David. Be willing to ask for help. Be willing. And again, that who can speed up things and create much more ease and grace and speed with less stress, less drama, and less work when you do it. So
yeah, Dan, I couldn't agree with you more. Like you, I'm also way too reluctant to ask for help. And what I find is when I do ask for help, at least 9 times out of 10, the person I ask is more than willing to help and is very gracious about it.
And, you know, it's a gift to them, right?
Yes, people like to help.
Yes. Yeah.
I know when people ask me, I'm flattered.
Exactly, right? And, you know, I think going back to the mindset thing around marketing and sales, I think a similar factor plays in mindset wise, you know, is we don't want, you know, I'll just speak to my upbringing, because, you know, I was brought up in the inner city and we have a lot of financial issues and kind of embarrassed and, you know, all those sorts of things, you know, from my upbringing as a kid that I'm sure still play a role in this type of stuff. It's like, I don't want to put anybody out. I don't want to, you know, obligate somebody, right? Or that sort of thing. And I'm going to share with you, don't make the same mistake. If I were to say, like, what's one of the biggest mistakes? And I've had many, David, and you and I've talked about some of those offline. I've made a ton of mistakes. But one of the biggest ones that I would challenge you, as you're listening to David's show right now, if you want to break through a plateau or you want to just get to that next level even, focus on being really strong enough to be clear on what you want, and then just go ask the who for help. It will change your life if you get good at being able to do that with confidence and certainty and clarity. And the other party will love you for it. Will love you for it. I was just watching a story about a BYU football player, and he had this incredible gift. You know, David, you meet those people who are amazing at art, right? And he was this sculptor. And from the time he was in high school, he was an amazing sculpture type person. I don't even know the right word. Sculpturer? Amazing sculptures, right? And so, and then he went to BYU and he did sculptures. And so, you know, he did these things. And what happened is he got introduced to the owner, Bartolo, for the San Francisco 49ers at the time. And he did this head bust of the owner and the coach, Bill Walsh. And he did these, and the owner was so, you know, just taken back by the quality of this. And he says, hey, what can I do for you? And in that moment, this person had a choice. He could have said, well, there's nothing really I can think of. Or he said, you know, I've had a dream. I've had a dream that I could do the sculptures for the NFL Hall of Fame. And I'd love to get a shot at that. Is there any way that I could at least get an introduction with the possibility I could try out for that? So Bartolo introduced this sculpture, and I can't remember his name, to the people that run the NFL Hall of Fame. Fast forward now, since the 80s, he's been doing all of the sculptures for all of the Hall of Fame busts that go into Canton every year because of an ask. So I challenge you, as you're listening to David's show today, right, learn from David's mistakes and my mistakes in this example. What's it cost you by not going out there and asking and asking for that help to either break through a plateau or get to that next level of something you just truly want in your heart of hearts, right? What does it cost you? Well, here's the thing. You can make that choice today to go, you know what? With confidence and certainty, I'm going to ask with confidence. And I know that by asking, I'm giving someone that incredible gift to show appreciation back to me for the value I bring into their world, because that's what it is. I love Dan Sullivan's framework, which is money earned ethically is a byproduct of value creation. And that's what a give and an ask allows you to do. And you have to have both. So anyway, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent there, David, but I feel it's so, so important, you know, for that. So ask and be willing to receive.
Yeah. And Dan, that's actually a great way to begin to close out our discussion. And let's, before we close, let's talk a little bit about the near future. What's coming up for you?
Well, we're fortunate that we get to work with a lot of amazing clients in a lot of different industries. So we get to go behind the scenes of what's working, what's not working, and in different type of traffic platforms, you know, generating leads, what, you know, and so we've put together an amazing program to, you know, allow people to simplify the process of client acquisition, to be able to get a steady flow of new clients. So if you'd like to learn more about that, you know, we have an on-demand training platform that we make available. And, you know, for example, right now, the current on-demand training that's going on is the unusual three-step social media method to triple your business without more staff, more costs, or more stress, and without doing the nonsense of posting dozens of times on social media a week, right? And so we'll show you how to like leverage millions of dollars of hidden research and development for you to quickly and easily create your high profit model in a short period of time. We'll show you a unique, we call this the mini series traffic method that brings you perfect clients without needing a website or even high cost. In fact, you can literally do this for less than 10 cents for every new perfect client. The usual underground interview method that brings you sales without being salesy, sleazy, or selling your soul, right? So if you want to learn more, you can go check that out at championbusinessblueprint.com, championbusinessblueprint.com, or just you know, hit us up. I know you'll probably have links in the show notes or whatever. You can also send us a message through breakthrough3x.com at breakthrough3x.com, the contact form there, and we'd be happy to see how we can help you.
Sounds great. Well, Dan, is there any other way that listeners can learn more about you and follow you?
Absolutely. We have our podcast. We now have over 150 hours of insights, strategies, wisdom from some of the top experts in the world, similar to a platform that you've built as well. You can go check that out at growthtofreedom.com/subscribe, growthtofreedom.com/subscribe, which is the direct link to iTunes. Or if you just want to come visit us at the site and say hello, check out what we're up to. You can do that at growthtofreedom.com for that podcast and show.
Yeah, and it's a great show. So thank you for mentioning that too. Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to join us again on Smashing the Plateau and share some really fabulous insights. My guest today has been Dan Cashel, co-founder, chairman, and CEO of Breakthrough X. Thank you again, Dan, for joining us.
Thanks, David.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mention on the show. Today, we discussed why marketing and sales are so difficult for many solopreneurs and how to get crystal clear on your unique market, your unique message, your unique method, and your unique offer so you can transform your business. We've produced over 400 episodes of Plateau Smashing Discussions with top business leaders. Email me and let me know what you want to hear from our guests. That's david@smashingtheplateau.com. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you listen on and leave a review if you can. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.